Welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and it is Thursday evening, therefore it must be my radio program. If it were Monday, it would be my TV program. And here we are. We are in the middle of this lunar eclipse, an Aquarius lunar eclipse. I'll tell you, I don't know about you out there, but it certainly has been interesting. What an interesting ride. And yes, we did sign up for this whole shebang. We did. We signed up for everything. And yesterday, that was the 5th of August at 5:55, I tell you, you would think that my world was crashing down around me. I was in such surrender and just loving the fact that I was surrendering. And golly, I don't know about you out there. I'd sure love to hear from you if any of you out there did experience that. It was, I tell you, I can hardly describe it. And I feel like a completely different person today. It's as if I'm not the same persona that I was yesterday. It was just at that moment when we had the eclipse that everything just, the whole cellular structure started changing. And so all day I've been saying, okay, guides, tell me what's been going on, because I know I'm not the only one. With this full moon in Aquarius, Aquarius is the next step. It is the culmination of everything that we have experienced in the last 2,000 years, if not longer, prior to that. And we are the light bearers. We are the ones that are here to bring in the new. We volunteered to do the cellular shift at this particular time. And it doesn't feel like it did yesterday. Maybe some of you have already experienced it. You know, there are certain people who are ahead of the game. They've done it before, been there, done that, and they're now the ones who are assisting others. I believe that's what my purpose was in experiencing all of that. So everything is in a way, it's like thinking outside the box. It's like I am outside the box. And whatever it was not relevant or functional, it's just like I let it go. Who cares? Been there, done that, and moving on. We've got Uranus, which is bringing in the rebellion and bringing in innovation. I have so many ideas that are coming in. I can't believe all of the ideas. And I can't wait for the coaching clients to come in this next week to experience some of the things that I've, and I was thinking of each of them as these ideas came in. I mean, they're just so outside the box, so ready for the new, this new, you know, like when we came to the new millennium in 2000, from 1999 to 2000. That was quite a shift right in there. And now we've got this other shift, which is the three eclipses, the first lunar eclipse, then the solar eclipse, now this lunar eclipse. Yesterday and today, and it is very, very intense. Now we've got Pluto. Now Pluto's coming in here also, and it's looking, helping you to look at where your power is, to help you look at letting go of control. So your power is not in control anymore. It is in the surrender, and it is taking responsibility for your role in this whole thing. The last time it happened, I guess it was about 60 years ago, 1932 to 1934, many of you were not born yet, I wasn't. That's when we had the election of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We had the New Deal Reconstruction, we had the removal of the United States from the gold standard. I'm here in the Mountain Astrologer talking about Stephanie Austin. She's such a researcher. In other words, it was such a huge event that happened in 1932, 1934. Here we are again. We've got Pluto and Uranus doing about the same thing, no longer allowing status quo. And now it's hitting the individuals as well as countries. And countries are restructuring, re-envisioning what their role is. Well, if they are doing that, then everyone within the country is also. And I know that the United States is definitely restructuring. Therefore, looking at the expansion, And the expansion is coming out of the surrender. We are encouraged to take quantum leaps right now. Right now, I couldn't take a leap if I had to because I'm still in the middle of this surrender. And I figure in about maybe 2 weeks, I'll be able to take some kind of a quantum leap. Right now, there's no way that I could take a quantum leap if I had to. And I'm glad because I want to just sit in this and just keep feeling the cellular change. I can feel my DNA changing. The new step, the next step, has not quite presented itself. What has presented itself are a plethora of guides. Coming in, Sananda. Sananda, which is the overlighting energy of Christ. We have Kutumi, which is the overlighting energy of St. Francis of Assisi, and St. Germain, who is the eternal soul, who kept coming back all the time, very much associated with Mount Shasta, from which I have just moved, maybe 10 months ago. So all of these guides and angels have presented themselves, and I can say that because of this stopping and the surrender and shift, that all of the ascended masters have returned, because I guess I had just kind of checked out, working on just the coaching and not doing my spiritual teachings as much as I had done before. And one of the cards that came in yesterday was the Three of Cups abundance, emotional abundance. And as I looked at that card and meditated on it, I could see that there are three people, three definite people that I am here to work with and to mentor. And I believe one of them has already shown up. And I'm real excited about that. And with the three people, because I have so much training, there's so much to share. And that looks like a pretty long course. And when the person is done, the person is done. I'm not putting any structure to it because that's the old paradigm for me. I used to put 3 months in it. Oh, we could have pretty much everything you wanted in 3 months or 6 months or whatever. It doesn't make any difference anymore. We're ready to take the next step and whatever that is. And one of the things from Norman Vincent Peale is to throw your heart over the fence and the rest will follow. It is time to take that quantum leap for many of you. And for some of you, it is time to just be in that void and just to be. How exciting is that? I love it. One of the things that I always like to give credit where credit is due, that came from the Mountain Astrologer. This is from Maureen Moss of worldpuja.com or .org. And she was talking about the third dimension. All of this is about surrendering of the third dimension and moving into the fourth and fifth. So the third dimension is where we have the limitations of abundance, prosperity. It's just like a contraction. It's like being kicked out of the Garden of Eden, and we're being asked now to prepare to bump our energy up to get into the Garden of Eden again, which is a place of high vibration. I would say it's fifth dimension and above. We here on the earth the majority are operating on the third dimension. Oh boy. So here we go. We're letting go, asking ourselves to amp up, to activate the DNA, to move up so that there are more than just the two strands that we have, and they come in pairs usually, that we bring in that higher vibration. Talk to the cells, talk to the DNA, and ask it to amp up. All right. So I don't know who your guides are, but I'm going to bring in the mighty I Am Presence, which is the overlighting. Each one of us has a divine I Am Presence, which is the connection between you and God. And whenever you say I am, it is God. It is the higher power. It is the higher vibration. So those of you in the void who have joined me today, we're going to call in the mighty I Am Presence, which is a representation of you, your body, your I would say your duplicate body or some form of your body, which is just above your head. And with that, it is connected to spirit, connected to source, connected to God. So it's kind of like the intermediary you can call it the higher mind, the higher self. It is that part of yourself that is transcendent, that is able to connect to spirit, connect to source. The normal day-to-day physical part of you is probably not able to do that. And yet you have that capacity to connect to the higher self. One of the ways that I like to do it, and let's just walk through this with me, is as you're closing your eyes, you lift your energy. It's like the third eye is open, and it's like what I'm feeling. I'm just going to share how I'm feeling it. Is I'm moving my energy up through, almost through the nasal cavity, up into the cranial cavity. And as I'm in there, I'm able to move my energy into the pineal gland. And I ask for the pineal gland to open and accept my energy in there. This is the master gland. This is the psychic gland, the healing gland. As I do that, I can feel slightly in trance. Well, to tell you the truth, a whole lot in trance. And so as you're experiencing that, just know that you are in a space of transcendence, that you are now connected to the higher self, the higher source. And as you now, you can now open the crown chakra and move your energy from that pineal gland up through the crown chakra, up about 3 feet above you. And I want you to just feel the essence of you in your spiritual, mental, and emotional body. You're about 3 feet above your physical body that is sitting there in front of the computer, and you really don't need to look at the computer because there's nothing going on there. Or maybe there is. Maybe you're playing tic-tac-toe. I don't know. I hope you're just plain listening. So as you're there above, 3 feet above, you're connected now to the I Am Presence. You're connected to that part of yourself that is of higher vibration than the physical body. It is the spiritual, mental, and emotional body. And your physical body is sitting here, or standing, whatever, or lying there. And now what? Now what do I do? All right, what I would do is what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Spirit, okay, now what do you want me to do? You've got me in this place of no career, no nothing, just being here doing what I'm doing. Pretty interesting. So I'm asking the connection to the highest possible source to come down into the mighty I Am Presence, which is about 3 feet above my physical body. And I can feel the energy. I can feel Saint Germain coming down and filling that whole space of the mighty I Am Presence. And he has a message for all of you, which is, fear not for what is happening on the physical plane. Fear not for the changes that are about to come into many of the mountains, the eruptions of mountains, and the movement of sea and bodies of water. Fear not, for when you are with me, there is no fear. And I am also experiencing the energy that is coming through from Saint Germain, that is moving down through into this third dimension, through the airwaves, and being sent out to all of you. Just open and receive that, because your I Am Presence is just above your physical body, about 3 feet. Exciting, exciting, exciting. You may have other guides that are coming in other than Saint Germain. You may have God. You may have Jesus. You may have Mother Mary. You may have Kuan Yin. There are so many ascended masters, and they are all prepared to work with us. They love us. They want everything for us. And when there is chaos, when there is emotional crisis, when there is any kind of crisis, the request is that you stop and to allow yourself to move up into that place, opening the crown chakra, moving the energy up through the pineal and up to the crown chakra to about 3 feet above you as the mighty I Am Presence. And ask for your guides to come and meet you at this median place. Exciting, exciting. Angels and everyone is available to come and be with you at this time. And of course, we're asking for the protection to surround your physical body as it is sitting. It almost feels like it's been vacated there and left. However, the presence is always with you. We ask only that those of the light, for the light and from the light, to come and to be with us. You have very special messages that will come through Dreamtime this night. It is appropriate that you have a pen and paper by your desk, by your nightstand, to be able to write down any thoughts that come in prior to sleep. And for many of you, you will experience your guides and ascended masters, those that are not of this planet, who are of the light and who are for you and want to assist you in this whole process. Now I'm going to ask that you allow your energy, which has been about 3 feet above you, to now just allow it to descend very slowly, slowly, slowly down through the crown chakra, into the cranial cavity, into the pineal gland, and then to move further down and to bring your energy back into the physical body, very much like a glove. So it's coming in through the crown chakra, coming down into the face, into the head, down into the neck, down into the shoulders, down into the chest cavity, into the waist, into the lower organs, into the hips, knees, ankles, and then rubbing your feet against the floor or the rug. And then sending that energy down into Mother Earth. Because you belong here on the radio. Yes, you belong on the radio too. Give me a call. Yeah. You belong here on this planet. You chose to come here at this time. And one of the tools that I've just given to you is one of the main tools that I feel you'll be called to use over and over again. In fact, when someone calls, the first thing that I usually do is to move my energy immediately high above my head and arc it over and connect with you wherever you're calling from. All right. I'm completely back in my body, my physical body, bringing the emotional, spiritual, mental body in with it so that I now have the energy of Saint Germain, the energy of my mighty I Am Presence. And I'm ready and available if anyone would like to call. There are four cards that I pulled before coming on the radio. The first one of them is the Prince of Swords. Mentally, I want you to just visualize that the Prince is, by the way, a Crowley deck, is sitting in a chariot. And the chariot is pulled by three figures wearing green suits, green outfits. The green represents the creativity. And you, the prince, you are sitting in the chariot. You're wearing a green suit, which is creativity to the max. And there's a lot of gold on the card, gold representing the spirituality. And yet with swords, this is the mental. So mentally, you're being pulled and driven by mental thoughts. Some of them nice, and some of them not so nice. And it is up to you at the present time to cut loose on each of the three figures that represent mental chatter, mental programming, and to replace them with something that is even more beneficial. So we have Sharon from Ohio. Thank you very much for calling. I'm looking forward to talking with you. How you doing, Sharon?
Great. I wanted to thank you for that tool that you just gave us. That was so empowering.
And you've done similar work like this before, haven't you, Sharon?
Yes, I have, actually.
I'm recognizing a fellow teacher. And
I do some work, yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I have done work with some of my friends, actually. So,
so how can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering if you could possibly read my cards.
Okay.
Is that something that you do?
It absolutely is. I was just finishing up with the first one that I pulled for everyone, and which is to cut loose on any mental programming that, especially three different mental programs that you have pretty much established. Does that make sense to you? I'm looking at my own life, and I'm looking at now what could I tell to you, Sharon, or anyone who's listening, about what is running my life with what mental chatter, what mental programming. And I would guess, I don't have a clue right this moment, but do you have a clue?
A mental chatter?
Yeah.
What it does to me when I run my life on mental chatter, it kind of blocks. Blocks my progress. What I try to do is go into myself through meditation,
mm-hmm.
and similar tools to what you use are very helpful. But lately, the mental chatter has been very loud.
It is. It's almost like a dull roar.
Yes.
Yeah, dull roar. Well, I'm pulling a card for you, Sharon, and it's the Ace of Wands. And for the wands are about spirituality, because you're definitely on a spiritual path. And what I'm seeing in the card is a torch. And this torch belongs to the Knight of Wands, who's hasn't shown up in the card so far. It is your path. It is your spiritual journey. It's the torch that you have been asked to pick up and carry.
Right.
And what I'm feeling is that someone that you were studying with or working with, or they began the journey with you and then they dropped the torch, or they tossed the torch to you and said, Sharon, it's your turn to run with this.
Exactly.
And so with this torch, it has all kinds of lightning bolts, green lightning bolts. It's sizzle. It's really a lot of spiritual energy and sizzle and passion that is being given to you at the present time. And I would say in the next year, because you're at the beginning of a whole chunk of time where you're going to be devoting yourself to listening to spirit and using the exercise that I just gave to you, is going to connect you with many more of the higher ascended masters and guides. You
That's
already
good
work
to know.
And in meditation, I would do that exercise, because it just gives you a heads up, and it's like you're meeting your guides halfway.
Right. That makes so much sense.
Right. So you have a year of very intense study of, I would say, more self-study than anything else, because you have many others who will want to come and work with you. They want to glean the information that is coming from you, not so much from books. It's coming from direct, because many of the books that are out here are moot. They're overdone with. The information is already passé, if you know what I mean. We're
right.
In a new place after this eclipse.
Exactly.
Did
that is so...
What did you experience during the eclipse yesterday or during the month of July 7th, the 21st, 22nd, and then August 5th, 6th, which is today? Anything in particular that happened?
I've been seeing some people leave my circle,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, leave things to me. So, that's what's been happening.
It's appropriate. And you may see some of these people on another cycle, another lifetime perhaps. But it's time for you to step out. And as a teacher, many times it gets a little lonesome. Not everyone is here to do the depth of work that you are about ready to start. And many of the people who are listening out there, I know that many of them are already on a path. If they're listening to this radio program, you're already seeking advanced knowledge. And what I'm getting for many people, they think that they've arrived and they've just opened the portal. They've just opened the door, and there's so much more that they are about to experience. And many do not know what to do with the information that they've come upon. It's like a psychic who just opens up and realizes that he/she has the capacity to know more than everyone else standing in the room.
Right.
It is scary sometimes. Very scary. Go ahead.
A little unsettling.
Yes, because you know things that the majority of people do not know about world situations and the trivialities of what they're chit-chatting about. It's just like you can't, it's like you can't, almost can't tolerate it because it's just third dimension, and it's, you need to have other people around who can understand. It's like you need to have someone where you can speak shorthand. Where the other person will finish the line, or you'll finish the line for them.
Right. I've been kind of frustrated, you know.
I understand that totally.
That's good.
So
I don't feel alone anymore.
I'd love to have you email me and stay in touch. The people who emailed me last week, I've been in communication quite a bit this week. So it's conrad3198@comcast.net.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You
do appreciate your work.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sharon. Okay. All right. So if you would like to call in, and I will pull a card, and usually I make it as part of a lesson. If you've just tuned in, this is Judith Conrad. I'm on every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. I'm out of Eugene, Oregon, formerly of Mount Shasta, formerly of San Francisco Bay Area. During that time that I was in San Francisco is where I began, just as I was sharing with Sharon, where I would be... I began the awakening in 1984, and I would be in networking groups and talking to them about whatever, and I would realize different things about the people in the room. Of course, at that time, I would blurt it out. Anymore, I do not blurt it out because it's inappropriate. Most people are not ready to hear what you have to say, and it needs to be in a private setting to share the information. So I've given you a tool of how to access your ascended masters, how to access your mighty I Am presence, and I'd also like to give you another exercise of chakra clearing. And that's one of the reasons I'm on the radio, is to assist those who are just awakening, those who are awake, who would like information. And I've received this from different people. I've studied with two or three people. Mostly I've received the information from my guides. So for those who don't know what a chakra is, it's an energy center. So I'd like to just invite you to bring in your imagination. Bring in that imagination, and I want you to focus on your tailbone, which is the first chakra. And that whole center is the survival center. And I want you to imagine that there's a red light in that first chakra. At the very end, at your tailbone. And if you want to go even further, you might want to imagine that you have those Austrian crystals, multifaceted. I want you to imagine that it's a red, multifaceted ball. And it's in the first chakra, your survival. I want you to just start turning that. I like to turn mine from left to right. If I'm looking down, I imagine that this multifaceted red ball is moving from left to right. And it's clearing and cleaning anything in and around survival. Any neediness, any need to have power struggles. And it's moving. As I'm looking down and imagining, this multifaceted ball of light is clearing anything in that first chakra. Keep it moving. It's just kind of like the magician on the stage. He's got all those plates moving around on top of a spinning around. Well, you're going to keep these multifaceted balls of light moving. This is red. Okay, just above that, second chakra in the sexual organs. It's going to be yellow. And this is a yellow multifaceted ball of light. I want you to begin turning and clearing. This is for your creativity. If you're stuck in your creativity, you're stuck in your relationships, and perhaps you have sexual stuckness that you can't get things moving, I want you to move this yellow multifaceted ball of light from left to right. Keep it moving. You've got two balls moving now. You've got the red multifaceted ball moving, and now you've got the yellow one. And they're moving and moving and moving and moving and moving and moving, and they're clearing and cleaning. If there's any negativity in any of these chakras, I want you to just allow that to be cleared and clean. It's like a Roto-Rooter. Okay, now we're going to move up to the solar plexus. And this one is, I got the wrong color. It was orange down there. Orange was the second one. We have red and orange. My bad. No problem. We just got ahead of ourselves. Okay, we've got red one moving. We got the orange one in the second chakra, which is the sexual organs for creativity, for relationships. Those are both moving from left to right. And now we're going to move up into the power chakra, the third chakra, the navel, or just below it. And this one's yellow. Got ahead of ourselves. Okay, I want you to start moving that clear and clean. This is the fight or flight. This is your power chakra. This is where you need to have the power. You need to have the power. You need to have the control. You need to have the control. So you're going to start moving that. And you're going to let go of any need to have control. If there is fear that comes in, this is where the adrenaline comes in. So we're going to clear that. Okay. All three of them are moving. The red, the orange, and the yellow. And now we're going to move up to the heart chakra. Beautiful emerald green. Emerald green, multifaceted ball of light. We're going to start turning it from left to right, clearing any heartbreak, any pain, any disappointment in and around the heart, any judgments that people have had about our heart. And I want you to make this ball of light, this green, multifaceted ball of light, I want you to make it huge. So it fills the entire chakra front and back. And I want you to move it and let it spin. Because I want you to feel that love that wants to come in instead of all of the fear and all of the other stuff. Okay, now up to the throat chakra, back to the regular size of, unless you want it. If you need to clear a lot of stuff in the throat chakra of what you speak, this is a light blue multifaceted ball of light. Let it turn from left to right and clear and clean anything about your communication, anything that you've spoken, anything that you've heard. This is encompassing also the thymus, which is just below the throat, where you can tap on that. Okay, you're turning that, and you're clearing and cleaning the throat chakra. Now move up to the third eye, and it's indigo, blue-black. Multifaceted ball of light, I want you to turn that and clear and clean any psychic attacks that you have had, ever had in this lifetime and other lifetime. Clearing and cleaning any mental programming, any past lifetimes where you have been maimed, killed, hung, anything. This is huge for many of you. You're clearing and cleaning that third eye, which goes right back in through into the pineal gland, which is your master gland. This is the one that's pretty much controlling this whole exercise. Okay, now you're going to move it up through the crown chakra, and we're going to bring in the violet flame, the violet multifaceted ball of light, turning that from left to right. And this is clearing the opening to be able to access to source, to God, to Goddess, all that is. And you're turning that from left to right. And now you have all of the balls moving from left to right, clearing and cleaning anything that you can think of as, let's go back down and start from the red, anything to have that has to do with survival, the orange with relationships, sexuality, sensuality, creativity, the third chakra with yellow, with your power, control. Then up to the heart chakra, clearing and cleaning any heart wounds. And then up to the throat chakra with light blue, clearing and cleaning any communication. Then up to the third eye with indigo, blue-black. Then up to the crown chakra with a violet. And what I want you to do is now just imagine that all of these are clearing and cleaning simultaneously. All right. Okay, now, all together, I want you to close them, moving all of these. It's like you're going to close the aperture of a camera, only it's sideways. I want you to close all of them, closing the red, closing the orange, closing the yellow, closing the green, closing the blue, closing the indigo, closing the violet. All of these are closed. It's like, shoo. All of the multifaceted balls of light turn from right to left, and they close. And what I want you to do now is imagine that Saint Germain has brought in the violet flame. And it's a vibrating, it is a shimmering violet flame. And it is coming down, it is encapsulating the entire body, it's shimmering. And it is consuming, it's not harming you, it is consuming any of the dross, any of the leftover, anything that has been cleared and cleaned, and it is consuming. And this violet flame is all around you, above you, below you, to the right, to the left, in front, and behind you, and it all around. It is consuming any and all negativity. And Saint Germain is here with us at the present time. I thank you, Saint Germain. He's very happy to be here with all of you. And he says, those of you who are listening are definitely the advanced souls. And if you will do this multiple times during the day, especially today, tonight, tomorrow, it would be most advantageous to you. And Saint Germain is available for communication. Again, simply moving your energy up to the crown chakra, to the mighty I Am Presence, calling him in, and he will be there. I would dearly love to hear your communication. And I do have time for a call if you want to call in and tell me how that worked for you. Normally, I like to take about a half hour to do that, just to spend a little time on each of the chakras. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in the physical body. Many people are experiencing health issues, emotional issues. And the spiritual issue, I think, is the lack of communication with your guides. Not everyone needs to communicate with Saint Germain. You could communicate with anyone you so desire. If it is someone from the other side, someone who's crossed over. Most are available to communicate: grandmothers, grandfathers, fathers, mothers, children who've crossed over much too soon. Their messages are available to you. If anyone desires to communicate with someone who's crossed over, that is something I could help you with. Anything where you feel you're stuck, that's something I could work on too. You can check out my website, MountShastaMagic.com. And much information is on there. So much information is available to us that has not been available before. In fact, the Two of Discs is the next card that I want to bring up. On the physical plane, that's discs or pentacles. It is the snake, Erebus snake, biting its tail, and it's forming a figure eight, which is the sign of infinity. And the snake is wearing a crown, which is the exaltation, the exalted position of infinity, that once these chakras are cleaned, it is forever. And of course, we are so cute that we decide, oh, let me bring that back in again. I think I need to work on that a little bit more. No, you don't. It's over. It's over and it is complete. Internally, as you do the clearing, it is complete. And so the Two of Discs change. It's Jupiter in Capricorn. The foundation of your business, of your finances, has been complete. It was taken care of in the first chakra. I didn't mention that money was going to be cleared and cleaned in there. It is. And Jupiter is the expansion of your capacity to connect to Source. Things are not the way they used to be. You can read history books all you want. You can listen to the History Channel. It's interesting. Oh, yeah. However, it isn't going to assist as we move forward. Not a bit. Everything is being created anew. And I assume, if you're listening to this, I'm sure that you might have had in the last week or so, or you might have it coming up. Just want to let you know you're not crazy, that your cells are starting to change. And what you thought your role was here on this planet Earth is changing. And that's what this program is about here, the Two of Discs change. The fourth card is the number 11 of the Major Arcana. It's lust. Now, a lot of people chuckle when they hear that. Lust, it means light. The light is so strong. Reach for the light. Reach for the higher purpose. And that doesn't mean that we are quitting a job that is what you might consider menial. You want to keep your finances moving. Be open, be vulnerable, be in surrender to what is the higher purpose. Yeah, we're moving into this time of Leo. And Leo is, well, our president's just had his birthday. I think it was yesterday. Very, very strong. Strong energy coming to him, coming to America, coming to the world. It is illuminated energy. Just think what it would be like if everyone communicated with their guides and angels and listened and focused on peace in their prayers. The dark side would not stand a chance, because the light is stronger than the dark. Just as an experiment, take a candle and walk into a dark room. It illuminates the dark. Of course, without the dark, where would the light be? I had a friend who just came back from Alaska. Couldn't get over 24/7. It was light. Difficult to sleep. Anyway, if you have a call, give me a call. If you have a question that relates to what we're talking about, love to have you give me a call. Do have cards, and we'll see what wants to happen. As with everyone, when they call in, I use it as a lesson for everyone who's listening. Be curious to see where people are in your evolution. It's good that Sharon called. She's been awake for quite a while, and she's just getting ready to have another awakening. How exciting. If you're shy about calling in, and some people are. I normally, when I'm listening to programs, I don't usually call in. I listen to see what I'm going to hear. However, other people love to call in, and maybe you just like to take a chance. Just go ahead and pick up the phone, and if you've got Skype, that's not going to cost you anything. How fun that will be. Just know, as you change at the cellular level, everyone around you is changing. If you have grandchildren, you may be the one that is here to teach them the spiritual path. Again, let me give you my email if you'd like to email me after the program and let me know what you'd like to, you know, what you'd like to share. It would be very good. Yeah. Someone just sent me a poem. Thank you, Kathy. Taking action, doing what needs to be done, realizing your potential, making what's possible real, practicing what you preach, carrying out plans, producing magical results, using your talents, acting consciously, knowing what you are doing and why, acknowledging your motivations, understanding your intentions, examining the known situation, concentrating, having singleness of purpose, being totally committed, applying the force of your will, feeling centered, setting aside distractions, focusing on a goal. I have to come back to that one because right now I can't focus on a goal. Experiencing power, making a strong impact, having vitality, creating miracles, becoming energized, feeling vigorous, being creative. In the concentrating of focusing on a goal, right now I'm just focusing on being centered. So there you are. So great to have people send things in like this. I don't know who Kathy is, but I thank her very much for sending something to me. Never know what's going to come in your email. So it's Conrad3198@comcast.net. Have a look. See what you see there. Okay, let's see what else. What other card wants to come in? Do practice those two exercises I gave to you. The first one is opening the crown chakra and working with the mighty I Am presence, connecting to your guides and angels. Second is the chakra clearing. I'm sure you've heard that from many other people. Oh, this is a great card to finish up with. It's the Knight of Swords. It's a mastery card. See, in the Tarot deck, we have 22 major arcana. When you get Major Arcana, that means that there's big stuff coming in. When you get the Mastery card, these are things that are you're here to master. And when you get the Minor Arcana, that's usually day-to-day things. And amongst the Major Arcana, the Minor Arcana, there are many challenge cards. And these challenge cards are simply a heads-up about what is potentially about to happen. I like them. Personally, I have no problem. A lot of people do not like the Death card. Well, whenever I'm just excited when I see the Death card coming in there because I know that there's a major change, a major shift. I think yesterday was a Death card year, a day, because I wasn't the only one experiencing this feeling of what the heck's going on and the emotional stuff that went with that. Aha. So, Knight of Swords. Getting up above the emotions, getting up above whatever's going on with you. And that's the same as getting up above into the crown chakra and moving your energy up through the crown chakra to connect to source, because then it helps you to get a different perspective. Charging forth from that higher perspective, only decisions. And yes, I said, what was it about? Focusing on your goals. Focusing on them from a higher perspective rather than on the physical plane. That's pretty exciting. As you're charging forth from this higher perspective, it brings such peace to know that you're connected to Source. Yeah. Lots of things going on here right now. So this radio program is making a difference. That's what my focus is, making a difference one broadcast at a time. That's how I close my TV program, how I close my radio program. And I call this a virtual classroom on the airwaves, because it is about teaching different methods that people can use as you're awakening. It is about deep listening and deep questioning. And I think I'm listening deeper than I've ever listened before. And I think you are listening deeper. And many of you are opening and you're coming to internet radio programs such as bbsradio.com, because you know that there are many, many teachers here who have stepped up and are available to assist you out there. Yeah. And so we are here living a clarity life. We're living a brand new life. We're living a balanced life. We're living a happiness life. We're living a calm life. We're living a centered life. We are focusing on just what we want and not what we don't want. You notice I didn't say what I didn't want. I'm focusing on what it is that is up for me right now. Because I figure that whatever is happening to me, I'm kind of like it feels like I go through it before many of you. I'm here to support you. And I'm here, and I just want to thank, oh my goodness, I forgot her name. Gosh, I got to go look for that. For the readings that she's been sending to me from last week. She called in last week. What a delight. She's been sending wonderful messages. Here, I got it. Sending messages to me. Maureen. Thank you, Maureen. I love your messages that you sent to me. You're blessed. You're such a blessing. Okay, I'm finished. It's time. I will see you next Thursday. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.